The Gemara tells us in Psachim a general rule regarding brachas that we make them over lasiyas, and we make the bracha and then we do the mitzvah. So regarding the mitzvah, so certain mitzvahs, there is a discussion on what the nusach habracha is. So regarding the mitzvah of hafreshes chala, taking the raw dough out, so the Mechaber writes, your bracha should be al hafreshes truma, and the Ramah paskin to hafres chala, and some add mina isa. So what's in the kudus hamachokis here? Whether what we call hafreshes chala, why do we make a hafresh chala, but the Mechaber calls it al hafreshes truma? Is it truma? Is it chala? What is it? So the Be'er HaGra explains that the issue comes down to when in the Nusach HaBracha, that's what the Avidram discusses as well. He has a whole long discussion on it in terms of when Anshei Knesset HaGadolah instituted brachas and tefillas, is it patterned after Lashon HaTorah, Biblical Hebrew, or is it patterned after Lashon HaYadam or Gemara, you know, Mishnaic language? So for instance, so on the biblical level, when you take the raw dough, it's called challah, but on the biblical level, when you take the raw dough out, that's called hafreshes truma. But in the Mishnayis and challah, they call it hafreshes challah. So the nekuda seems to be, does the bracha go on more lashem and adam, colloquial Mishnayis, or does the halacha follow Lashon HaTanakh, biblical Hebrew? So the Mechaber seems to say, goes with the Shita, that you go by biblical. And since biblically it's what you do when you're taking the raw dough out, it's called Hafreshes Truma, not Hafreshes Chala. Therefore, that's what the Nusach HaBracha is, Al Hafreshes Truma. And the Ramah seems to go with the Netziv, that the Netziv doesn't agree with this cloud. He says, no, you can make the bracha on Lashon HaMishnah as well, or on Lashon Le'adam, and he says, you can make it out, like we do, a hafresh chala, or a hafresh chala mina isa. That seems to be the issue in general when it comes to brachas, and as well as the famous machlokas by Tfila, by Shmini Atzeres, when we say in the davening. So, like by all the other Yom Tovim, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, do you say Chag Shmini Atzeres as that? Or, as the Ramah brings down, and this is the way many say today, as Yom HaShmini Chag HaAtzeres as that? Or, you know, Yom Shemini Atzeres HaChag HaZeh. So, what's in the Kuda, whether Shemini Atzeres is a Chag? So, Lashem B'nai Torah, it's not called the Chag, because the definition of a Chag is you have to be Mechuyev to bring a Korban Chagiga. So, since you're not Mechuyev to bring a Korban Chagiga in Shemini Atzeres, you can, if, as a tashlum, if you missed it over Sukkot. So, Midin HaTorah, biblically, it's only called the Chag Lashem Le'adam, we call it Chag Purim, we call it Chanukah, we call other things by a Chag, or like when we take a Nedin not to eat it after the Chag, so we assume it includes Shemini Atzeres. So the question is the Lashon HaTfilah go after, if it goes after biblical Hebrew, so we can't say Chag Shemini Atzeres Hazeh. But if you go after Lashon Le'adam, so then you can call it Chag Shemini Atzeres Hazeh. So that seems to be in the Kuda here on whether the Nusach HaTfilah is in either direction. So, and do they go hand in hand? Because the Rama writes, you say Lahafish Chala. So that's here. So he's implying the bracha goes on the Mishnayak, unless the Bnei Adam. We're not worried about, you don't have to make so. But by Nusach HaTfilah, he says, you shouldn't call a chag. He goes with the other Rishonim, who he seems to say, you say, Shemini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh, implying that we are concerned. So maybe it's a chiluk between tefillah and brachas, but that's in the Kuda in general. When we make brachas, that's what they discuss with Rav Salavechik, used to discuss all the time about, you know, we make Lashem and Elo Shalol Asani Gai. But he says, really, biblically speaking, the Jews referred to a guy. It should really be Shalasani Nachri. So again, so if you assume, if you go by biblical, so then you should say Shalasani Nachri. But if you go by Lashem Bnei Adam, so you should do you what so most people do, Shalasani Gai. So from that bracha, it seems to say that we go with Lashem Bnei Adam, that would fit in Lahafish Chala, Minaisa, you know, maybe the Mechab would say Shalal Nakri, whether, you know, how all these issues, they seem to be the same Nakuda, and we'll have to see if they're Chiluk and why they make a difference between Brachas and Tefillah and that, but as the Avidrum writes in general, and that's what the Be'er HaGra explains here, the Machokas, the Mechab Rama, is the Nisach HaBracha go on Biblical Hebrew, then it would be the Hafish. Al HaFresh is Truma. If it goes by Lashon HaMishnah, Lashon HaYadam, so they call it, we call it HaFresh is Chala.